Now, listen very carefully, because the first statements that I'm going to make, if you're not listening properly, you're not going to comprehend what is being said. I'm aiming to follow the Holy Spirit in this conference, as I always do. But I want you to hear these words: I have already made you rich. Let me do it. Now you see, it's kind of contradictory, because he said, I've already made you rich. But then at the same time, in the subject, he told me, say, tell you, let me do it. Now we know Ephesians 1:3, right? Turn there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, spiritual blessing included in spiritual blessing is being made rich. You see, now organized religion, church theology, the doctrine of men don't understand, but permitting God to make you rich is an act of obedience. When you're broke, you're in disobedience. But it's actually, I want you to write this down. You're actually putting a stain on God's name. As if he lied, as if he cannot produce abundance, as if he cannot produce wealth, as if he cannot produce increase, as if he cannot produce overflow, and he can do all that. But you see, it's a divine partnership. What I say? And you must learn from the scripture and in the spirit realm how to cooperate. And you must learn not to let no one talk you out of it because of their theology. Now, man operating in theology and his own opinion can't argue with a man who have had an encounter. You see, so the people who contradict what I say, I have no argument for them, because I have an encounter and an experience. I'm not talking secondhand information. I'm talking about what I've seen God take zero and bless it with his anointing, his covenant, and his best. So I came from zero. So I know what it is to be at zero, 20%, 30%. I know all that. So therefore, when a theologian or some preacher come arguing about I shouldn't be preaching this, too late. Because I've experienced, just let me keep carefully, manifestation. Expression. See, I'm not just talking about prosperity. I've had great manifestation of prosperity in my life by the same principles that I'm going to teach you tonight. Now, I want you to grasp this very carefully. I have already made you rich. So you're working from a point of it's already done. Don't seem like it, because all we pray, all the prayers we had to do and all the confession we've been doing over the centuries, over years, trying to just stay on top of the water here in finance. But he says, let me do it. So there's a few words I want you to write down that you can help you in the days to come. I feel the Spirit of God already. Cooperation is one word. You're going to have to cooperate with God. You're going to have to cooperate with whatever he tells you to do with what you have now. Cooperation. In other words, sounds similar, but participation. And then the third word is activation. Those three words will begin to settle the fact that your Father has already made you rich. Now, the key word, and we'll get into it later, the key word for God's riches is blessing. Yeah, blessing. If you know how to yield to his blessing, blessed be the God and Father. See the word blessed. So the key word for God riches is blessing. Blessing includes empowerment. So your Father has already empowered you to be rich. Amen. Actually, whether you know it or not, you born of God's Spirit and God's Spirit lives in you. You are empowered to be rich. Now, so many children, only a remnant are going to walk in this. So many children got argument. They got a religious argument. And they had been raised with religious understanding. But in order to understand letting God make you rich, you have to have reality. You have to have a rhema word. And you have to walk in revelation. See, because if you let it be said to you, you will let your color keep you broke. So many Christians have a slave mentality and they haven't gotten free yet. Jesus said, you shall know the what? Truth. So the truth is, nobody can hold you down. Nobody can hold you back. Once you start walking in revelation and anointing and blessing and enlightenment, you cannot be held at no place. Now I have two of the greatest statements I ever heard in my life that walked me into wealth and riches. I'm going to rehearse them tonight. Now, if you follow them like I'm telling you tonight, you will, for lack of a better word, cop an anointing that will not respect lack, limitation, and little bit. There's an anointing you can walk in that, and you know, I came to great revelation trying to walk in this, and God had to teach me. When I wanted something else, I would get rid of one because I thought I had to get rid of one to get the other one. And then I come to the revelation of either or. And also, you could have them both. See, your thinking is going to have to change. You've got to begin to think rich. If you think normal Christian is a broke person, because they haven't taught them the principle nor the pattern that God has set for them. So I'm going to share these two major scriptures, probably three. Isaiah 1:19. Turn there if you will. These are scriptures that got me off the ground. And I was listening to people, they were arguing about what God are doing. They didn't want to talk about money. And I come there with money coming, and they look at me real funny, you know. But after a while, God, watch what I say. After a while, God must prove himself. You can't keep obeying God and stay in the same place. Well, what happened then? Why are we still in the same place? It's something we're not doing, man. And so in this conference, I want to share with you from bottom to top. You know, I've been there. I know what it is to have lack. And I know what it is to want and can't receive. But if people would listen and follow the instruction of the Holy Ghost, you can go there. Tell the person next to you, you can go there. You can be financially free, but not just getting by. God wants you rich. Now, you're familiar scripture here, Isaiah 1:19. Now, notice there are two powerful words in Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, I want you to underline willing, underline obedient, because in order to walk in the God kind of prosperity or the God kind of wealth or to walk in God riches, you're going to have to be willing to come against the opposition that tell you you're not doing the right thing. And you're going to have to be obedient when it looks like it's foolish. Now hear me well. God never made a fool out of no one. If a person turn up and end up in a foolish position, they did it. God will never let you die. You understand that? God never made a fool out of no one. Say that. And he's not trying to make a fool out of us tonight. He has really provided, my brothers and sisters, through the covenant, through the kingdom, through revelation, through the anointing, through Jesus dying, he has really provided for us to live a rich life. I mean, it's already done. Now, he said, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. If you're willing and obedient, see those two words, say willing,
willing.
Obedient.
Obedient.
Now, Satan's going to try to trap you here. Because God will tell you to do something and fear will come. That's why all of these things we're talking about, my brother and sister, whether you're a Christian or not, we must be operating by faith. We must believe God. We must have faith in God. We must have the God kind of faith in order for us to even walk in what is rightfully ours. It takes faith to walk in wealth. It takes faith to walk in prosperity. But it's there. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And you have to be a stickler for what the Spirit of God is saying to you. Now, that scripture says, if you be willing and obedient, those two things. Find out what God's will is and obey it. Find out what, by faith. Find out what God's will is, obey it by faith. Are you not going to cooperate with God without faith? You got to believe Him. You got to trust Him. In this area also. And notice that God talks about He runs prosperity and health on the same road all the time. He wants you to have both of them. You know, they're on the same highway. You know, people talk about healing, they'll flip-flop and go to preaching about healing. Everybody clap their hands. The same thing about prosperity and wealth. God wants you to have that too. What's the sense living if you don't have nothing? Stand up, you're struggling. If people get tired struggling. Now, I remember, hallelujah, I remember God revealing this to me. Glory to God. Something's going to happen here tonight. I remember when the Lord showed me about this scripture in the Living Bible, Isaiah 1:19. Look at what it says. If you only let me help you, if you only obey me, then I'll make you rich. How plain can it get? I don't know if you got a Living Bible, but you need to look at it. Yeah, if you only let me help you. See, you got to let God help you. If you only obey me. In other words, I'm going to give you some things to do. You can't do it. I know I've been through a lot of time financially. God tell me to do something. Sometimes I don't even answer Him. I just believe Him and go ahead and do it, you know. But I want you to write that down. I want you to make sure if you only let me help you. See, you have to be helped here. How many of y'all need help in finances? Yeah, tell the truth. You out there too, listen to you. Don't lie, all of us. You need help. He said, if you only let me help you. Other words, yeah, the Lord won't break you down. He's not going to break your door down. You won't stay behind a poverty door, a lack door, a limitation door. The Lord won't break it down. But if you open that door and say, Lord, I'm tired of this kind of life. I want to live in abundance, wealth, and prosperity like you want me to live. Matter of fact, Lord, I want to be debt free. Have you ever told Him? Lord, I don't want to make the note. I'm tired praying for the note. Somebody better hear me up here. I don't want to make every month. Lord, I want to wipe this thing out. You got to have the tenacity and the boldness and the revelation to know. Watch what I said. This is your divine right. What I said? Now, I'll say this. Theologians will fall out and drop their cup. It's your divine right to be rich. Every Christian is a divine right. The church don't talk about it, but the Bible talks about it. Over and over and over again, God tells us how He can make us rich if we come in partnership by faith, do what He tell you to do, be willing to cut some people loose because they're not going no further. Some of your cousins, some of your kinfolk, some of your church members, because only a remnant is going to see this. I believe you part of that remnant because you're here tonight. So open your spiritual eyes, open your spiritual ears, and listen what thus saith the Lord. And go over and over and over it again, it finally will manifest. Yes, doubt and unbelief will try to mess with you, but you take the word. If you be willing, listen to what He said. If you only let me help you, if you only obey, now watch what He said the last part. Then you're going to make you rich? No, then I will make you rich. Man, make you rich? No, I'm going to do it personally. Here's a personal invitation. To be rich. Write that down. Here's a personal invitation from Almighty God to be rich. Anybody heard that? Yeah. It's a personal invitation to you tonight. God said, I invite you to come into your rich place. And God is obligated to fulfill his words. If he said it, he got to make it good. Notice Isaiah 55:11. Notice Isaiah 55:11. The Holy Spirit just called it up. It's not in my notes, but notice Isaiah 55:11. It can put you on shouting ground. Isaiah 55:11 can put you on shouting ground. Because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll do what? He'll make it good. Woo, Jesus. No, not good. He'll make it good. Whatever route God has to take, whoever God has to move, wherever God has to take you to, he'll make it happen. You believe he'll make it happen? Give somebody a high five and say, he'll make it happen. For you. It's amazing what God wants to do up in here tonight. It's amazing. Now, Isaiah 55:11, it says, so shall thy my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. How many of y'all see that? Now, notice the latter part of that verse. Hallelujah. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and I'm pleased to make you rich. And it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it, and I sent it to you. Tonight he sent it to you, so you ought to be prompt, get ready to walk and live in your rich place that you can be a blessing. Hallelujah. Now, also, turn to Job 36. That voice was called back. I preached both of those verses together when I was preaching this along this line. Hallelujah. And I want to look at it a minute. Just a minute here. Hallelujah. You got time tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see here. Job 36, all right? I didn't call on his voice a long time, but it's there. If they obey, you see that word obey? If they obey and serve him, the reason you have to have an obedient anointing, he's going to call you off the carpet. You're going to have to walk places that you normally, you can't walk on your own power. You can't walk on your pat scripture. You're just going to have to trust him. Just like calling Peter out the boat, you see. Are you following me? So you have to be socket in on, I will obey him, listen, with my finances. What I said? Yeah, you'll find out tomorrow morning. I got a revelation for tomorrow morning. They're going to peel the body of Christ. Peel the body of Christ. All right, now notice this. Notice this, 36:11. If they obey and serve him, what? What? Did he say weeks? Did he say first of the month? What is it? Day. In what? And their years in pleasure. What are we going to do with this scripture? Now, I want to recall something the Holy Spirit told me when I was meditating this afternoon. Both Isaiah 1:19 and Job 36:11, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Start with if.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me one word for that.
Qualify.
Give me another word.
Yes.
Conditional.
Yeah.
If. Mm-hmm. If not, you won't receive. So you gotta stop ifing.
Yeah.
And go on and do it, you see. You see? Because God knew everybody wasn't gonna make it. Everybody wasn't gonna do what he told them to do. We're so busy trying to take care of ourselves. We're so busy laboring when favor passed by, we don't see him. See, he's not talking about labor. He's talking, this is a $5, not a check.
Yeah.
He's talking about favor.
Yeah.
So you, as a child of God, supposed to live on financial favor. Write that down. You're supposed to live all the days of your life on God's financial favor.
Yes,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Wow.
See. You have to switch from labor to favor.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
See, Adam was the richest man that ever lived. All the silver, all the gold, everything was born to Adam. Before he fell, he was living by favor. When he fell, sweat of your eye, bro, he started living by labor. And the church took the fallen Adam. And they said, I got to get me a good job. And they go to school all their life, and still don't make no money. I receive. Stack of hundreds there. All right, I'll receive. Now listen to me. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. God wants to make me rich. Write that down. And I won't make a statement because I'm teaching heavy in this area. You know, 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I worship of all things. You prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Wave your hand at me if you know that voice. If you don't know that voice, I really got a job on my hand. 3 John 2. Because I want to make a statement. You must become rich in your soul, in your thinking, in your imagination, in your emotion, in your will, in your desire, in your memory. You must become rich there. You must take the word of God and flood it out. What I say do? Yeah, because see, you got to drown doubt and unbelief. And these religious folks who talk against money and talk against prosperity, and they're talking against God, because the whole Bible, I mean, best part of the Bible is talking about prosperity.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You get to reading in Deuteronomy 28, you got to be plumb ignorant not to recognize this covenant is a covenant of wealth.
Yes.
God give us power to get wealth. Why would he give us power if he don't want us to have it? And we're in a wealth-needed world.
Yes.
You need to have something to operate here. You can't operate here just by prayer. You're in a realm that they don't even respect prayer. And you got to live. Our Father wouldn't drop us in this earth realm and know we need certain things to function and just leave us and tell us pray and just believe. No, he supplied all my needs according to his riches in glory. God, not my resource. God is my soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Now there was another man called me in the early part of preparing. They had heard I'd received money coming. And they recognized it came from God. And this man, Rick Renner, called me. Turn to Genesis chapter 15. I'm going back to bring some things out what brought me out. And you can do the same thing, you see. Oh, yeah. I decree everyone under the sound of my voice is out. Out of debt, every need met. Glory to God. Living a good life. Everything full. I'm out. Yes, yeah. See, you keep talking like that, and God's going to hear you. You mess around, God hear you. And you mess around, and this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything called his will, he hears. And if we know he hears, we know we have the position that we desire in him. Through faith and patience, you inherit the promise. See, but confidence will build up if you hear yourself talking like that. You got to talk like that when you don't see nothing. For we what? Not by sight. We got to do that in the same thing in this area.
Yes.
There's so much that God wants us to have.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, I believe this meeting is a changing meeting.
Yes.
I believe because I see I'm walking in prophetically, also in the teaching ministry tonight. I sense something going to come out of my mouth that's going to arrest you and that you will not be denied another day.
Yes.
Are you listening? Now, This is so powerful in Genesis 15. This is so, you may be seated. This is so powerful if you can. This is so powerful. And I'll tell you what Rick Randall called me. I never met him. I don't know if I met him personally. I've traveled so much. But he was concerned about me having this because he's the one, he knew I was the one supposed to have this.
Yes, sir.
An interpretation of this Genesis 15:1. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Whoa, what a word. Look at that, look at that. Underline that part. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now, what that meant when he called me that, I wasn't welted in, but I was on my way. I am your rapidly increasing abundant money supply. Now you write that down. Now you those two. Those two, if you only let me help you, if you only obey me, then I will make you rich. Those two verses, those two translations, those two, I really stuck with them. Then when he said, I'm your rapidly increasing abundant money supply. Whoo! Yes, how about meditating that?
Yes, sir.
How you gonna meditate and you didn't write it down? Sitting here looking at me. Write that thing down. I'm trying to get you, kind of get you somewhere. See, if you can't read things like this, if you only let me help you, if you only obey me, then I will make you rich. I would never sit down in a meeting and let that get by me. No, I'm a student partner. You don't get it. I ain't gonna just feel good here. I'm getting this thing down so I can rehearse it on a daily basis to my spirit and to my soul. See, it's not just talking, you see. And if you keep going over that, it'll get stuck in you. And it has to produce. See, this is a seed. Now, this second one here in Genesis 15:1, oh my God. I am thy rapidly increasing abundant money supply. Good God Almighty. Now, being rich, write this down, will not happen automatically. Being rich, becoming rich, let's say that becoming rich will not happen automatically. I want to look at Abraham for a moment. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12. Abraham was a rich man. Abraham in the 14th chapter of Genesis wouldn't take some gift from certain men because he said, I don't want no man to say he made me rich. He wanted to emphasize God made me rich. And I stand here the same thing tonight through experience and through manifestation. I'm a rich man. God made me rich. See, we need an example in this realm. I mean, it's all right to talk about Abe, but yet I need to see a modern day apostle, prophet saying, brother, I got it. God isn't manifested. God is not a man. He's not lying. It's real. And it's not for no special people. It's for his children. How many of y'all are a child of God in here? Well, you got a divine right to let God make you rich. Here you in Genesis, right? Now 12. You see, it will cost you. It will cost you some of your cousin. It will cost you some of your classmate. I lost all my classmates. All of them. I don't think one of them with me. I lost them all. None of them come to my church. They had a class reunion. They invited me to go, and I found out that they're going to have some liquor there or something. I don't know. I backed off. But, after they go have a class reunion, you usually go to a church that Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. They chose another church. Yeah. I'm the classmate. I made up my mind, I'm not going. This is crazy. They can't handle it. They can't handle it. But they sneak around at night when it's dark. Look at my house. I would lay down. I wish I could lay down by the fence and almost get that joint. Hello! Now notice Genesis chapter 12. We're working on you. God want to make you rich. But you're going to have to pick up these principles, pick up this anointing, pick up this impartation, pick up the revelation. Let it become a reality to you that it has begun tonight. Because I'm willing. And I will be obedient. With that combination, God just told me he'll make me rich.
Yes.
Now, it's not a fairy tale. You're not talking to a man with a theory here. You're not talking to a man with a principle here. You're talking with a man walking in it.
Yes,
every day. Now notice, now you know something about this scripture, but stick with me here. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, now the Lord had said to Abram, who said it?
The Lord.
Now in order to do this, you're going to have to hear from the Lord.
Yeah.
You just can't hear from me.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to have to hear from the Lord. The Lord, yeah, but he will talk to you.
Yes,
you see? And so you can't get caught up with me giving a good outline, a good presentation. You got to let the Holy Spirit somewhere between this speak to you and show you what I'm talking about. See, the Lord has to speak to you. Not Leroy, the Lord has to speak to you. You see, I'm his mouthpiece. I'm his spokesman. I heard I was preparing to preach a lady funeral, and he said, my sheep hear my voice. And I looked up voice and found out voice means light.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Voice means enlightenment.
Yeah.
I received. Voice means enlightenment.
Yeah.
That's a $1,500 check all day long.
Yeah.
Voice, when God speak, light come.
Yeah. Yeah.
When whatever God talk to you about, he shine the light for you to get there.
Yeah.
Thy word
is
a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The entrance of God's word do what?
Give
it
light.
See, this is a divine light. Riches, prosperity, wealth. There are divine lights you can walk in. Yes, you can. When you're walking in divine light, when you've heard God's voice, you can walk in a famine rich. Because, see, God will take you beyond normal expectation. What I say God will do? Take you beyond. Yeah, you got to get rid of these normal expectations. God is not a normal God. He's a super God. He's a great God. He's almighty God. He's God all by himself. We got to get over this money thing and move into the riches and the prosperity that God wants to have. Watch who you talk with. Watch who preach to you. Watch what book you're reading. Protect yourself. Protect your anointing. Father, I release a rich anointing in here tonight. In the name of Jesus, I release a rich anointing on every person in the sound of my voice, that the riches will begin to flow like rivers in their life. Out of their belly shall flow the riches of God. Are you seeing what I'm doing? Huh? Huh? See, I know everybody can go there. I'm a country boy. I was a little small city. None of my family was rich. I don't have no rich cousin. They got a rich cousin, but I don't have none. And they get upset. Some of them upset. Yeah, he don't have to have all that. No, I don't, but I do have it. And I'm going to enjoy myself. See, now, the Lord checking you out right now. See, if you can't handle me talking like this, you can go get in your car. See, the Lord be testing you. Say, well, I'm really here because of the pastor, but I don't want to hear all that.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Come on, apostle.
Now the Lord has said to Abram. If you get the Lord to say something to you. Huh? Has the Lord ever said anything to you? Huh? Have he ever told you he made you rich? Notice how I said that. Has he ever told you he has already made you rich? Yes, he told you. He's telling you right now through me. He has already made you rich. I can prove from 2 Corinthians 8 and 9.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's it.
That's it.
That's right.
I can prove it.
Yes, sir.
Salvation includes being rich.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
If you're not wealthy, you have accepted a worldly substitute that didn't come from God, that came from the devil. You must cuss the devil out with truth. See, truth is cussing to the devil. See, truth is cussing to him. You must cuss him out with the truth. Sack him out. Got me living month by month from Christmas to Christmas. That ain't God. I gotta get further because I got some more things to give you. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy three die. Thy father. How you know them? Die. Yo, you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. Die. When he said, from thy family, from thy country. He telling him, D-I-E, die. Well, I can't resurrect you unless you die. I cannot fix your finances unless you die to what you got now. Woo! Die. Then I can resurrect. So this instruction he's giving to Abraham, he's telling Abraham, you got to die to certain people. You got to die to your country. You got to die to your family. I can't resurrect you unless you die. Are you listening? I never seen that until the Holy Ghost told me just now. He was telling Abraham, commanding Abraham to die. Die to what you have now. Don't hold on to it. Die to it. So I can show you the real deal. Yeah. Hallelujah. That's a revelation there. Yes, sir. I've read that scripture many times. I remember one time I was in New Orleans preaching and that Sam text, and I was preaching and the Lord says, you sow so long and finally you're turning into Saul. You remember that revelation? Well, now that's the Sam chapter, the word of God pregnant. He's actually, I read that, I don't know how many times. But I never saw he was killing Abraham. You got to die. You got to die from your normal pattern. Your normal way of doing things. Y'all, you hear me? Yes. You have to die so he can resurrect you. The old man can't go there. The old ways can't go there.
Thank you, Lord.
Labor don't work in favor. Write that down. Labor don't, oh my goodness, I'll shout by myself up here. Labor don't work in favor. Favor don't work in labor. Favor is greater than labor.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Glory.
People, come on. I like my job, do you? Really? Now the Lord said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land, oh my goodness, into a land, that, what's the university up here?
U of A.
You what?
University of Houston.
University of Houston going to show you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Who's the mayor here? Huh?
Sylvester Turner
gonna show you?
No.
Politician can't show you where an angel of police is trying to take you. You are being arrested by God tonight to receive what God wants you to have, and the angels come to arrest you. I'm preaching better than y'all listening here tonight. Well, these are things that are coming out of my spirit. I never heard about the angel coming to arrest you to take you to your prosperity.
Wow.
Because there's some stop you're going to make. He got to jerk you. The angel got to jerk you. You get to a certain level. Ooh, I'm doing good now. The angel said, this is not where we're going. Come on here. You ain't got no more than $43,000. I don't stop you. Come on. Y'all heard the $43,000? That's pretty good. Shout and ground. Shout a little bit. Well, That's how you will shout if God give you $43,000. Let me try it one more time. Yeah, here's a test. $43,000, how you will shout? God give you $43,000. Be real. 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 Don't set y'all modest. When a prophet is talking to you, I'm not just talking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't know who. You might step in there tomorrow. According to how you shout. Oh my God. My God. My God. Listen. I feel some unbelief. I feel some unbelief. Yeah, I feel some unbelief. You see, you see. My son, this is where it go. My son, out on the RV camp, him and his wife, got a beautiful RV. Man walk over to talk to him, says, you won the lottery? He actually believed he had won the lottery. Did you win the, he said, no, I don't gamble, I'm a preacher of the gospel. You see how it is? Yeah, yeah. You must make everybody around you think you won the lottery. And then tell them, no, the lottery didn't do this. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, he did that for me. God is looking for a financial, watch out now. God is looking for a financial witness. To tell somebody what good thing the Lord has done for you. Yes, you got to argue with the Bible not to know God wants you rich.
Yes,
you got to argue with this.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what he says here. Unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make, my goodness, thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee, talking about us now, shall all families of the earth be blessed. That's talking about me. Is that talking about you? So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. Now notice over in the 13th chapter, the second verse. And Abram was very rich in silver and in gold. Because he obeyed God, you see. I said, because he obeyed God. Notice with me Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:22, if you will. The blessing or the empowerment or the enablement or the enlightenment of the Lord make his rich, and he had no sorrow with it. Happy rich. You're looking at it. I'm happy rich. I ain't got no sorrow. I ain't worried about no money. I'm just happy rich. I ain't trying to watch where that money at. I ain't worried because I know the money just keep on coming. I'm driving down here in my RV, phone ring. Man said, I got a $10,000 check for you. How you want me to make it out? I'm minding my own business. I'm trying to, see, I drove my RV up here. And three of my sons drove. We drove RV. But I'm driving, mind my own business. Now just dropped $10,000 on me. I wasn't bothering nobody. I wasn't praying. I wasn't confessing nothing. I wasn't even thinking about money. I'm just driving. Now watch what I say. And expect it. I see that happening to you. Unexpected. That is right there. He the man. You bought $5,000. Here's another $5,000. That $10,000. He just called me. Say, Dad. I said, how you doing, son? I know when they answer the call, too. He said, how you? He didn't know where I was. I'm driving the RV. He said, I got $10,000 I want to give you. How you want me to make it out? Just minding my own business.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Now watch what I say. That's just how easy it is when you obey God and leave everything behind. Everybody behind. If they don't want to go, goodbye. So that's a $5,000 check there, and that's a $5,000 check there.
Yes,
$5,000 on both sides.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That'll prop you up pretty good, woman.
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to see this. I want you to see this. I want you to see this. Proverbs 10:22, you there?
Yes, sir.
The blessing of the Lord. The empowerment of the Lord. Now, always remember, blessings always come with instruction.
With instruction.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, blessing isn't going to fly and slap you side the head.
Yeah.
Because blessing, prosperity will destroy a fool. So stewardship is preparation for prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Yeah. Yeah. So the few things you have to go through that you can't understand is for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's see where I want to go here. Look at Genesis 24:35.
Yes,
sir. I'm your rapidly increasing abundant money supply. God is my rapidly increasing abundant money supply. Not the word money. The church scared of the word money. I don't know why they're afraid of money. I've been in this business 44 years. I've seen more frightened people about money than death. They're more frightened about money than death. Why are they frightened about money? And God got hunks of wealth in his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
My cup runneth over. What you think he's talking about? He ain't talking about no coffee. That's the level of your revelation. You talking about coffee and God talking about running your finances over. And he ain't talking about no little small cup like you thinking about. You ever seen one of them big cup at the circus? A big old cup, or it's like a zoo somewhere with a big old cup. You can climb in it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of cup I think about. I don't be thinking about a little cup.
Yes,
what good are you going to do if you run this coffee cup over?
Yeah.
You can't put no more about in it out in a coffee cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't going to get excited about that kind of cup. God wasn't talking about that kind of cup.
No.
Talking about a cup he made for you.
Yeah.
I dare you say, I have a cup.
God made for me.
I'm going to let him run it over.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all help me here a minute. 24:25, Genesis. 24. Kushikata lema. Oh, my goodness. 24:35. Talk about Abram again. He had sent his servant to look for a wife for his son. And the servant said, and the Lord have blessed my master greatly. And he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servant and maid servant. Being ignorant, stop accepting what this world offering you. I mean, he went to extension in that verse to tell you with detail, because people get the wrong revelation. He said, well, I'm blessed. I got the Holy Ghost last night. No, I'm not talking about you getting the Holy Ghost last night. When I say I blessed him, I blessed him physically. More than one time, many times in the Word of God, especially in this area, God detail it.
Yes, sir.
So you want spiritualize it.
Because
a lot of times people spiritualize things and finances
yes,
in God's eyesight, you
yes,
being blessed, is spiritual.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's your spiritual right to be out of debt.
Yes,
it's your spiritual right to have every need met.
Yes, sir.
It's your spiritual right to have an overflowing cup. Good measure.
Good measure.
Press down.
Shaking
together.
Shaking
together. Running over.
Running over.
That's your spiritual right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
tonight, the Holy Spirit came to make me rich.
Tonight,
say it.
The Holy Spirit came to make me rich.
The Holy Spirit back up what God said.
Yeah.
and he anoints you. May a rich anointing rest on your mind. Rest on your spirit. It's already on your spirit. Rest on your soul. Rest on your body. Rest on your mouth. Rest on your thinking. I'll never be broke another day in my life.
I'll never be broke another day in my life.
Those words wasn't said just to be saying. Now, I remember another time the Lord told me this. I don't know if it went across like it should, but I know he told me this because I'm training you in a certain area. You watching by internet and TV, I'm training you in a certain area. And the Lord says, you're getting ready to go into your wealthy place. So I want to give you the rich man charge. Mm.
Right. All right.
Now turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. See the rich man charge. I used this one time, but I wasn't satisfied. But tonight I feel that I've said enough for you to be understanding why God won't give you a rich man charge or a rich woman charge.
Yes, sir.
See, because when it starts coming, you're going to have to be there already.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Or you're going to get high-minded. Or you're going to become snobbish. Or you're going to lose your compassion. You're going to lose your mercy. No, I need you, if you got plenty of money, I need you to have some mercy. Because I want you to help somebody else. I don't want you to get self-help conscious. I want you to know that I'm using you. You're an instrument. Woo, Lord. God said, will you be my financial instrument? Write that down. Will you be my financial instrument?
Yeah.
There are some people I need to help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Will you buy somebody else a house?
Yeah.
Will you buy somebody else a car?
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, Lord. Yes, I will.
Will you pay for them school, children's school tuition?
Yes, sir.
Because you know them parents can't get it. My, I'm gonna have to close. My. So I'm gonna give you this charge in closing. We'll come back in the morning, all right? You know, I've said a lot in here tonight. I haven't covered. I have to take up tomorrow because I got some more things here. But a lot of weight was placed out here tonight. The Bible said Luke says, Jesus' word was with weight, authority, and power. A man can't preach prosperity like this just with a revelation. See, I've worked this. I'm walking in this. And I'm walking in this not for myself. It's for the body of Christ. Because God knows. See, I came out of the street. I was crazy when I was in the street. God knew I'll tell it.
Yeah.
I don't care. God knows. God knew. See, God used me because he took my... Paul was trouble.
Yes, sir.
And God converted him to use that energy for him.
Right. Yes, sir.
That's right. That's why I started talking about some things, the blessing God had placed on me. He wanted me to tell it.
Right.
How are you going to know?
Right.
Preachers hiding everything, hiding their car, hiding everything, because they think that people are not going to give an offering.
Yeah.
I ain't living by your offering.
That's right.
You can just fold it up and put it back in your pocket if you think I'm living by your offering.
That's right.
I'm living by faith.
Yes, sir.
God is my soul.
Yes, sir.
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Your offering is not going to change my life. See, that's where preachers got to learn.
Yeah.
See, these boys that hook with me, they're becoming apostolic.
Yes, sir.
And our church is going to be apostolic.
Yes, sir.
The only book in the Bible that is not complete is the book of Acts.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We got to complete it.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel my dad anointing coming on me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I followed him for many years.
Yeah.
I feel his anointing in here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Matter of fact, I feel a prophet anointed. Therefore, I prophesied money coming to you right now. Let me give you this charge and close out. Hallelujah. There in 1 Timothy 6, not 10. 6 and 17, not 6 and 10. 6 and 10, he's talking to the wicked. You know, how can I have room to love money? And I love the Lord thy God with all my heart, all my mind, all my soul, and all my strength. I love God, man. How can I love money?
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to give you a secret. Because I love God, I don't love money, but money loves me. Money says, can I go with Leroy? Put yourself in that shoe. Come on, take this anointing. Put yourself, can I go with Leroy? Can I go? Pastor said, can I go with Santa? I heard her. Yeah, that's wisdom. I'm passing some nuggets out here that I haven't passed out in the average meeting because I believe this is a special meeting. I believe you're here for a meeting. For a reason. The money just keep on coming. See, you need to say that. You need not be looking at your little old check account. You need to be saying this. You need to prophesy over your wealth. Prophesy over your prosperity. Prophesy over the fact that you're rich. Because your father said he wants you rich. You got to stop functioning in money by feeling. You have to function in it by faith. What the word says. See. Now notice what he says here. Because some of you are going to come into this and you're going to have to handle this right. Charge them, 1 Timothy 6:17, I'm clothing. Charge them that are rich in this world. Rich in heaven? No. Rich in this world. Thank you, sir. This world. Say this world.
This world.
Wait, where are you now?
This world.
All right. Rich in this world, that they be not high-minded. Now, what happened is, if you haven't gone through stewardship, you know, them people win the lottery, they all lose it. They go to buying it. They ain't won no more than $1 million, and they go buy $4 million worth of stuff. You think it ain't gonna run out? Give me that. They have no stewardship, accountability, and they ain't sowing nothing.
That's right.
Come on, sir.
Get away.
See, yes, and it just people just get it away from them. See, now I don't play the lottery.
Come on.
Cause I already won the jackpot.
through
revelation, through willingness. Through obedience. You understand that?
Yes, oh yeah.
Your day here. Say, my day here.
Hallelujah.
See, it doesn't matter. My wife and I went through a lot of stuff. Don't matter how long you went through. Just go through. My wife stuck with me. I know young Philly can come on my face. How he doing, sir? Get out of my face, girl. You wasn't with me when my wife still with me. We were paying them bills. We couldn't go nothing. We couldn't buy nothing. Now she going to enjoy this. You don't look that good. Mess my ministry up. Mess my marriage up. Just because you got a little fine legs. That's too expensive. I'm a one-woman man.
Yes,
God. And I'm glad about it.
Come on, Apostle.
You'll rise up on me, talking about I did something. I said, you lie. You a flat black lie.
Come on, Apostle.
This is not Chinese arithmetic here. This plain arithmetic. I got a clothes, man. Charge them a rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Now watch the next one. Much as I talk about money. No trust in uncertain riches. But my riches are not uncertain. You saw that, Lord? My riches, I have certain riches. You never saw that. I have certain riches because they came from God, and I'm tied into God, and I'm willing and I'm obedient. My riches will never fade away. That's why Isaac sold in the day of famine, because he was operating with certain riches, not uncertain. Hallelujah.
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 I'm trying to find a jumping off place here. Oh, my God. No trust in the Savior. Look what the last part of the 17th verse said. Look at the last part. The last two parts. But in the living God, look what he said next. Who giveth us
riches.
You really can't enjoy yourself unless you're rich. You are in temporary position if you're not rich. You can go on vacation all you want. You know when you come back what's going to happen. You got to try to catch up. You can fake it like you're enjoying yourself, but you know the aftermath's coming. The eye of the storm is waiting on you. But when you, he give us riches, all things to enjoy. Why would preachers talk against this? Why would a Christian get upset about teaching this? He give us richly. I'm going to take up that tomorrow because there's some other things I want to show you about this. He give us richly. He don't just give us. And he give us richly what? Oh, I can't hear you. To what? Say this, I'm becoming rich, and I am going to enjoy myself. We'll take up tomorrow night. God wants to make you rich. I've already made you rich. See, it sounds like you're talking about two sides of your mouth. Let me do it. See, I'm the let me do it part. You see what I'm saying? It's on you. It's on you. It's on you. And you don't have, listen to me. I'm trying to close. You don't have to go after it.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
Claim what is rightfully yours by revelation. And let nobody talk you out of it. Stand up. Let's make some kind of confession. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say something.
I believe
tonight,
Father,
you have provided
for me to be rich,
wealthy,
prosperous,
and live abundantly.
This night,
I stand on my place,
that those things
that your word say about me
is
coming
to pass
in my life
now.
I don't know how,
but you know how.
So I'm in partnership
with you
in my finances
the rest of my life.
And I know if I'm willing,
and I know if I'm obedient,
you will make me rich.
Thank you for it.
It's starting
my life
fully
tonight.
In Jesus' name.
Shout
the victory. Now, you try to be here in the morning because I have a revelation that God gave me about sowing that is outstanding. And, so I need you to be here in the morning. Sit down, get an envelope, and get ready to sow your seed. You watching by Leroy Thompson.